Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
And we are on a very busy main street in Naas this evening. This is the gentrified part of Kildare North, K4 to some. The concerns of most people mirroring those of suburban Dublin voters, it is assumed. To the west of us, though, is the rural hinterland of Kildare North with, one assumes, very different priorities. So North Kildare is, for us this evening, a perfect test laboratory for how the parties address very different points of view on the climate crisis. There is some pre-campaign research which suggests that climate action is more important to more people than health or housing in 60% of cases, if you can believe it. So what, if anything, are the parties doing to go out and capture that vote? Might some parties now get blindsided also by an increased student vote thanks to Saturday polling? That is something that Barry Lenehan has been out testing the waters on. Barry, where were you and who were you speaking to?
Yeah, I brought myself to Maynooth University, Philip, where I witnessed a big drive for student voters to register ahead of tonight's deadline. And this drive reportedly replicated in several parts of the country, with long lines of students as well in UCC trying to register ahead of tonight. How big an issue is climate action? That's what I looked to tease out in Maynooth University. Of course, 37 extra seats for the Green Party in May's local elections, including three here in Kildare. But those local elections, so-called second-order elections. Will green issues matter in this constituency? And can Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin convince younger voters that they're the ones to be trusted with their climate action proposals? That's what I tease out with Katie Deegan, the president of Maynooth University, Marie Lines, the vice president of Border Regions for USI, but they first gave me their reaction to a Saturday polling date.
I think the Saturday vote is a positive. I think it will give students a chance to maybe travel home without it affecting their studies. Obviously, the date is not ideal purely because it's before the 15th of February and it's before the supplementary rolls over onto the register. And it means that a lot of students that would have registered for repeal are not on the register, and getting that awareness out has been kind of tough.
What are you finding in terms of the Saturday vote? Will people maybe go back to the west of Ireland or wherever it may be to vote, or will they vote maybe here in Maynooth?
I think it's the difference between where the students are located themselves. Some students work at the weekends at home or within their area they're actually studying, so it depends. Students are getting very involved in politics at the minute, whether it's in their local area in regards to their university or college or their home base as well. So it's a mixture of students who are going home and some staying in their local area as well.
The level of engagement has skyrocketed this election. Something feels different about this election. Students want change. Students want information.
You mentioned students want change. Is that to do with environmental issues and climate change in particular?
There's a desperate want for change on climate. I think there's a desperate want for some radical policy implementation to make sure that there are drastic changes happening.
For students nowadays are very engaged with climate action, climate issues, so it's very, very close to the very top for students. So I think it'll very much influence them in their decision for voting.
Definitely something that they want a more cohesive plan from all political parties that they're researching and stuff like that. It doesn't necessarily mean that Green is going to automatically get a whole lot of student votes, but I do think that Green policy will get the student vote.
So there's still a lot to play for two largest parties, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, to convince people and convince students that they have the right plans for climate.
Absolutely. I think it might take a lot of convincing, especially looking at their track record when it comes to green policy. But regardless of the party, I think students want to see realistic promises from their politicians that will make important, impactful change to our climate. I know students across the campus now have made decisions in their day-to-day life to try and reduce their carbon footprint. Very rarely see a student going around without a water bottle or a keep cup. You know, students are getting actively engaged with our Fridays for Future protests down the town. And here in Maynooth every Friday, the Students' Union are actively involved in them too. They happen every single Friday downtown in Maynooth. Fridays for Future protests are environmental protests that Greta Thunberg started. So they happen every Friday here in Maynooth, and there's always students down there because they want to make changes, individual changes in their own lives, but they want to see a greater impact as well, because individual changes are only going to do so much.
Liam Cosgrave is a student at Maynooth University, originally from Cavan, and he's been running a project on Instagram informing his peers on electoral issues.
in order to ensure that students can get easy to understand information, where we're kind of breaking down the technical language, I've just been using my social media, so I've been using my Instagram especially, to reach out to students where they are and to give them that kind of information in a more unbiased and kind of student-focused manner. So I'll bring people on, and last night we did a live stream of the poll as it came out, and we were helping people understand what this means, and especially with the algorithms of social media, where you're on social media and all you see are the Kardashians, Love Island, what you want to see. They won't show you what necessarily you need to see or what kind of information you're looking for unless you go looking.
How big on the list of priorities are environmental issues and climate change for student voters?
Massive, especially for myself. I think students from whom I'm talking to understand that we've less than 10 years, from the experts are saying we've less than 10 years to make real change to ensure that we don't have irreparable damage to, like, as an island nation. For a lot of students and for myself, this is probably the last chance we have to elect a government that will implement radical changes to ensure that we have a sustainable country that won't go underwater, that won't, you know, we're already seeing the massive, whether it's storms, whether it's fires in Australia. We don't want that to happen here, and so we need to do something now.
Are the three major parties impressing students when it comes to their commitments around climate change?
Absolutely not. Especially Fianna Fáil policies, while they did well in the poll last night, they're not exciting students to go out and actually vote. The same with Fine Gael. People just don't believe them. You know, you've been in government for 9 years. Why should we believe what you're saying?
They have
now
their climate action plan. That's what Fine Gael says.
Yeah, well, we'd like to see a bit of action on it. Well, when it comes to climate change, I definitely believe, coming from rural Ireland, that we need to invest in public transport across the country, not just in urban areas. I'd love to see free transport, especially for students. I don't understand why we need to be paying this amount of money for something that we're trying to encourage people to use. So little things like that, and just really encouraging people to be sustainable in their own daily lives, but to remember that it is incumbent on the large corporations and the government themselves as well to make an impact.
And a hot political issue, a carbon tax. So what would be your feeling on that?
To be honest, I'm not completely against it. I know a lot of people are. I think we need to really be doing something major. But again, like a lot of people say, and I know from my own family, a working class family in County Cavan, it's the same with all taxes. We don't mind giving our taxes, but we need to see a return on investment on those taxes. And especially in Cavan, we're not seeing that.
Rural farmers perhaps in Cavan would hear lots of this talk and feel, you know, they're being made scapegoats somewhat out of this. Yeah. How do you convince the older generation to perhaps look at more environmental issues?
Well, what I would say, and I know this from speaking to a lot of older people, they do care, because obviously their grandchildren, their children are going to be impacted, and so that they do know about that. But for a lot of, like, farmers, as you're saying, what we need to be doing as a government and as a people is saying, look, we support you, you're the backbone of this country, but we need to be maybe transforming into more renewable farming, like forestry and stuff like that, and investing in that like other countries do.
Liam Cosgrave there. So let's look in a little bit more detail at Kildare North specifically and how that student vote might impact here. For the last three elections, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Labour fortunes have waxed and waned at each other's expense, while the Social Democrats' Catherine Murphy has become something of a permanent fixture. Now, as the students there themselves said, it is not as if a more informed student climate vote is automatically going to translate into a Green Party vote. The question is, what impact will this strong climate-informed vote have? Will the Green Party be a disruptor in this election here, or will the plans to the plans of others, or might they actually just start to take seats? Barry, you've been looking at the constituency in detail here. First off, Catherine Murphy, she won't thank us for saying this, but she's probably safe as houses.
Yeah, she topped the poll last time here with almost 23% of the vote. She did lose her seat in 2007, so she won't be complacent, but the Social Democrats took four seats here in the locals, so the real question for Catherine Murphy is how many party colleagues she'll have at the 33rd Dáil.
Bernard Durkin, Fine Gael, a couple of hundred votes between him and his Fine Gael running mate Tony Lawlor, but he's the one who looks safer.
Yeah, he was first elected to Dáil Éireann in 1981 and was elected last time with almost 13% of the vote. Senator Tony Lawlor, a TD in 2011, lost his seat in 2016. His mother's a former president of the ICA and his brother Phil, a former Irish rugby international, so he does have strong roots in the constituency, but Fine Gael privately admits that Durkin definitely has one seat with little to no chance for Lawlor.
Those are the two certainties, if you like. The two Fianna Fáil seats here, what's going to happen?
Yeah, Fianna Fáil even surprised itself here in 2016 and getting two seats of 28% of the vote with James Lawless and Frank O'Rourke. My spies in the constituency say there's said to be an intense rivalry between the pair, but given they're well spread apart, Lawless from Salins and O'Rourke in Selbridge, that rivalry music to the ears of Micheál Martin. Fianna Fáil's opponents feel they can take out Frank O'Rourke, but a clump of candidates are based around here in Naas, where James Lawless's office is, and so he might be the more vulnerable of the Fianna Fáil pair.
So far, so no big revelations, Barry. One Sock Dem, one Fine Gael, one Fianna Fáil. This fourth seat, though, you have Emmet Stagg from Labour, Vincent Martin, the Green Party, Tony Lawler of Fine Gael as well, another Fianna Fáil, and Sinn Féin's Raida Cronin, all looking for that seat.
Yeah, Sinn Féin's Raida Cronin, 6% 4 years ago. She'll be hopeful she can improve on that. Emmet Stagg of the Labour Party, first elected a councillor in 1978, a TD from 1987 until he lost his seat in the last election, and at 75 years of age, there's speculation among some political scientists that he would become the oldest ever TD elected should he be successful, surpassing Martin Corrie and PJ Sheehan, who were both elected at 74. Labour hopeful, but the big one to watch here is Vincent P. Martin of the Green Party. Topped the poll in Naas and the locals. The Greens also took seats in Selbridge and Maynooth, so he's high on their list of target gains. He's a former member of Fianna Fáil, a former independent councillor in Monaghan, and a brother of the Green Party's deputy leader, Catherine Martin. So he will be in the shake-up.
Are you calling it, or are you sitting on the fence?
We're going to go one Social Democrat, one Fine Gael, and one Fianna Fáil. The way things stand for that final seat at present is Fianna Fáil are a point ahead as the clock ticks into injury time. But the Green Party's Vincent P. Martin, he has the ball, he has the wind on his back, and if he can stick close to one of the Fianna Fáil pair, perhaps Tony Lawler and Emmet Stagg may help him get over the line.
Barry, thank you very much. Come back to us just after 5:30 when we will have six of the candidates here to tease out all of those climate issues that were raised by the students.